which essential oil to choose for you, for that. Putting it all together in the final points on synergism. For the past month, I've been reviewing the three factors to consider when choosing an essential oil for a specific issue or wellness goal. It began with a simple list, and it blossomed into a bombardment of a rapid succession of articles building on this theme. General suggestions based on research, experts' opinions, and clinical experiences are all important to understand, but they have limitations. They don't always translate to the optimal choice for your body's unique biochemistry, needs, and health state at the time. This blog will bring to completion the last aspect to the third factor, synergism. Here is a final review of all the factors to keep in mind with selecting essential oils. 1. Essential oils have complex chemical makeups and aromatic properties. Due to this, they have multiple simultaneous effects on the body's physiology, biochemistry, and psychology. I call this the complicated mind-memory-body-aroma connection. 2. Essential oils exert individualized and differing effects based on their surroundings. This could be within the environment of a petri dish, a rodent, or your body. They also have epigenetic actions. This means that your lifestyle and genetic differences can alter the actions of essential oils within the body. An oil may surprise you and act differently in you than what is expected from the literature or from your friend's response. 3. Essential oils have synergy. This means that its sum is greater than its parts. Synergy can exist within the essential oil itself based on the hundreds of constituents within it. For this reason, it is not valid to examine in isolation one or two of its compounds and expect the essential oil to behave in the same manner. Rather, the sum of all of them will keep each other in check and will create a harmonizing and balancing effect. Synergy of essential oils can further be applied when mixing them with a carrier or base product, combining several essential oils together, or when using them with medications and other natural healing modalities. In this way, essential oils can have even greater and enhanced healing properties. There are several important points if you decide to combine essential oils with anything. First, it is important to remember that creating healing essential oil blends takes knowledge of aromatherapy based on complementary chemical constituents and/or therapeutic effects. Furthermore, you will want to explore more on medication synergies with essential oils in a link I provided. You always want to consider safety first with potential interactions of essential oils and medications and how this affects its actions and the results with them. For your viewing or audio pleasure, you can review all of the above in 11 minutes on my video in a link I provided. Now the anticipation is over. You can click to read the conclusion on essential oil synergism, including essential oil synergism based on manufacturing, essential oils within the body, and what to do if you're still confused and feel like you need a bit more guidance with which essential oils to choose for you. Coming up, the return of hormonal health and essential oils with rose geranium, and a few tips on summer lovin' with essential oils without the burn. Note to readers. Thank you all for your feedback on my videos and posts. A lot of you say you love the content, but you're having a hard time keeping up. Okay, unlike essential oils, I'm guilty as charged. Therefore, you're going to notice that change I discussed a while back on brevity. I'll do my best to focus on one longer topic a week or two simple concepts. This will be balanced between my two weekly blogs on my homepage and Saratoga.com. I'll also continue with the videos since most of you are finding them helpful. Please leave a comment and let me know if you like these shorter posts and summaries. I'll talk to you soon.